Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, 1 year after the fact, and it doesn't seem to me today that there is, look, we got so many things going on, presidential race, enough of a point of emphasis around this. Kamala Harris, though, in an interview, I think it was a 60 Minutes interview yesterday, when asked about, is Netanyahu and how, I mean, did they focus group that? Yeah, they did. Same reason Josh Shapiro is not on the ticket, thank God. I mean, you've seen walls play out now, right? We saw him again yesterday. Do you think Josh Shapiro would have done interviews like that? No. This is how much difficulty is with this whole thing.
I do have the Kamala 60 Minutes cut if you want.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Yeah, let's hear what she said when asked just an easy question. Shouldn't this be a layup? Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu. You could say, I differ with them on this. I differ with him on that, but of course, these are our greatest allies. Here's what she said.
It seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
Do we have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have
better
an important
question.
Alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
I like this tactic. Next time I have somebody on an interview and they say to me, well, the better question is, hey, buddy, that's not the question. I asked the question here. You want to answer the better question? Go on the Howard Stern Show. All right, let's go to Steve Feldman, Executive Director of the Philadelphia Branch of Zionist of America. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Steve, welcome in. Before we go forward, too, I know Zionists of America are apolitical. That stated, I only played that in reference to what we're seeing today. And I just don't see as much coverage as I would like for the sheer fact of not just what happened on that day, but the reaction on many college campuses and other places that clearly was way out of bounds. And we have the big ADL in the ADL, more a much more liberal group, a study out today talking about rampant anti-Semitism over this last year.
Thanks for having me back on. Appreciate the opportunity. Our organization does not get political.
Right,
we are nonpartisan.
Right.
But what that comment by the vice president says to me, what I take away from that, is that I have no respect for the Israeli people and Israel's democracy, because Benjamin Netanyahu is the elected prime minister of Israel. Israel is in a seven-front war, and as you said, you may not agree with everything that the prime minister says and does, but this is when you stand by your ally. You don't pivot and say, well, ask me a different question. You know, I don't want to answer that question. You answer the question if you regard Israel as an ally. If you want to play politics, then you give a political or a politically correct answer, which is what I think the vice president did, not the answer. I mean, could we imagine, you know, before the United States was brought into World War II, thanks to Japan, you know, a interviewer asking President Roosevelt about Prime Minister Churchill, you know, while they're under attack? Well, you know, I don't know that I want to answer that question. Ask me a different question.
That would
not happen. Or if it did happen, it would not be good for President Roosevelt. It was very disrespectful of Israelis, of Israel's democracy, and of certainly our closest ally in the Middle East, our most reliable ally in the Middle East. But to get to your other point about this date, it's important for your audience and all Americans in the world to realize that while things certainly have gotten worse for Jews everywhere since October 7th, this is not new. I posted on Facebook earlier today a photo of the Israeli flag on the parkway that was painted red by an anti-Jewish vandal earlier in the year, and a photo from 2016 of an Israeli flag set on fire in South Philly outside of the Democratic Convention. That was in 2016. So it's more intense. People are more aware of it, and enemies of decency feel more comfortable and safer being openly anti-Jewish and supporting visibly and vocally supporting the people who want to murder every Jew. People feel more comfortable doing that today, and that's alarming. And all decent people need to speak up and say, no, that's not acceptable. It's what that flag, what that symbol, what that slogan, and there's really no need to mention them today necessarily. What they are hateful slogans, hateful symbols, and they stand for murdering Jews, and they're not acceptable. Right. And murdering Americans in many cases, it's not acceptable.
Steve, you have been too vigilant, because this is where this stuff starts. Philadelphia public schools, but schools in general, on what's being taught. My sense today, I have no knowledge of this, but I just have a sense that this is not being talked about today. And when this is being talked about, wherever it's being talked about, with students, with kids, the point that I would make in this is one of the few times, if ever, we have seen as a tactic, as the main tactic, the savagery, the rapes, the torture, the stupid, we're going to make them unclean stuff. That usually is dismissed in war as an outlier, because even in the worst circumstances, it mostly is. To have it as a tactic, and then to see celebrities and others with those stupid hang gliders on their Twitter or their personal email or whatever, is a breakthrough of something that is just unconscionable.
It shows what propaganda does. First of all, it shows a numbness and a dumbing down of society. And with regard to what's happening in the K through 12 schools, I know you mentioned the university campuses, but what I'm seeing is either a moral equivalence, which is very bad, or that the Jews in Israel deserve this, which is also very bad. I think there is a failure to recognize that Israel and the Jewish people are still the underdog, even though Israel has a strong military, thank God, has Iron Dome, thank God. But Israel is still the underdog. Israel is still a tiny, tiny place in a vast region. The Jewish people are still a tiny, tiny fraction of the Middle East, of humanity. And for the Jews to be painted and portrayed as the aggressor and even worse, deserving this, is reprehensible and abusive to teach to a young person who is a captive person in a K through 12 classroom. You know, students at universities have options.
Right.
Not wonderful options necessarily, and not every option, but there's options, and obviously they're older and hopefully a little more knowledgeable or sensitized or what have you. But what's going on in the K to 12 sphere in Philadelphia, in our suburbs, nationwide, is really reprehensible. It's child abuse with the government stamp of approval. And this day needs to be a day not only of mourning and remembering and reflecting. It needs to be a day of action and advocacy, because that's the only thing that's going to keep there from being more October 7th, no matter what the calendar shows. That day, what occurred, is going to keep happening to different levels, to Jews and others, by the way, not only Jews. all over the world unless there is advocacy and action to say, no, we're not going to tolerate that. And that's what good people and decent people do. They say, no, we're not.
Right.
It's not happening to me and my people, but the Dom Giordano's, the Rich Zioli's, the other people at your station, and we were grateful to be able to honor you because of what you do every day, speak up or take action and say, no, it's not tolerable, not going to have it. And that is not happening enough. There's not enough good people who have the courage to speak out. And this has to be a day to reaching out to elected and appointed officials and teachers and media and having that discussion with them. And even fellow Jews, in my case, and good Christians, and to educate them and make them aware of really what's going on, where the root of this is, and what needs to be done to stop it.
Without a doubt. And where do we go for more information about Zionists of America, Steve?
Thanks. So locally, it's Philly, Philly, .zoa.org. Nationally, our national website is zoa.org. If people want to reach us locally, the email is the word office at zoaphilly.org. Office at zoaphilly.org. And we can give people advocacy, education, information. And if they are aware of a problem, please reach out to us, let us know, and we'll get involved to try and remedy it. But I thank you for bringing this issue to the attention of your audience, as always.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much, Steve Feldman, Zionist of America. You know, as I said, I'm finishing a column tonight because I wanted to see for Delaware Valley Journal what happens today. And the usual, there's a lot of coverage of the anti-Israel protesters, these Jewish voices that are against Netanyahu and against Israel. Columbia University donations dropped nearly 29% in the wake of the anti-Israel protests, and the giving, gifting 28% in the number of gifts, falling from 19,000 to 13,000, the lowest since 2015, in the wake of all this. So it is unprecedented, and I zoned in. I didn't have a chance today to see what they said. LaSalle University, that I'm a graduate of, not a proud graduate of, I'll be honest about that. We know what they did around this, and other universities, what they engaged in. So 855-839-1210. Today's side question. Slight inconvenience. We're looking for something that's slight, not overwhelming, but it's very, very annoying. Get in on that. We'll put your name into the hat. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That's right. Today, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. I think we did this last year. Big crowd for him. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Don, today we're doing another cover song, and today's cover song comes from an Italian girl from, you know, I don't want to give away too much about her, but Don, she's making news right now after a very big flop, and I don't want to give away too much, but a pop star turned actress and first appearing, Don, in The Sopranos, believe it or not. So, Don, we want to know who today's cover artist is. Take a listen.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money.
And bring her up, tying into the side question. I'm a minor inconvenience. Well, this is a major one. The media coverage of her most recent movie, Dom, not so kind. Complete flop. I don't want to give more away than that, but in the news, in the headlines right now after just a horrid opening weekend.
The voice is good, but it's very stilted, the delivery of this. It sounds like a...
You don't like it?
No, it's almost like an opera or something. There's no movement to it.
Yeah.
I don't see that voice fitting this song, which I really like the song.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah. The From best someone I don't expect
the
underwhelming.
The best I can do. Yeah, that needs more punch there, I think. All right.
Yeah, it's lack and punch. That's what
yeah,
it is.
That's what I'm hearing. All right, it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Hit us with that and you're off to see Brian Regan here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, a bit underwhelming of this really classic song. Let's hear the
similar
cover.
Similar to the movie she's in, Dom.
Oh, okay. All right.
I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss with a few of these verses. Well, they've got me quite cross.
You with these verses, come on. Give us Taylor Swift interpreting this at least. Oh, my goodness. You can get a cover in any local place, you know?
Oh, here's some effort. Here we go. Next line right here. Ready? Here you go.
It's for people like you that keep it turned up.
Okay.
So excuse me for getting...
Oh, then she just goes back to the board.
It's a weird accent there, too. Oh, my God, stop.
Well, it's kind of a signature of the singer, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is it an affectation or a real...
It's some weird affectation that she puts on certain words.
It's like, yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it sounds like a bird.
At least try to do that. There we go. Let's go to Patty in West Grove. Patty, good afternoon. Who's covering this song? Make it stop, Patty.
I think it's Lady Gaga.
I'm shocked. I tell Dan I didn't know that. And look, Lady Gaga's usually overwhelming. My God, what the heck happened?
Yeah, that's what it's surprising because I usually am a big fan of her voice, especially the stuff what she did with Tony Bennett and all. But pretty bad cover of Elton John here, I got to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put you on hold, Patty. We'll get that off to you. And what was the movie reference?
Yeah, Dom, she's starring alongside Joaquin Phoenix in the new Joker 2. Dom, she plays Harley Quinn in the new film, and it is getting ravaged in the media. It's a musical.
Right.
There's even lip reading that Henry showed me of Joaquin Phoenix turning to Lady Gaga after the premiere and saying that was horrible. So really bad sequel to Joker starring Lady Gaga as Harley
Quinn.
The thing
about the musical thing is apparently... It's just not, it's half in, half out as the musical part, which drives it down for everybody. Because everyone's like, is it a musical or is it not? Like, Todd Phillips, I guess, just couldn't decide.
And the weird story is, this is after, so at the end of the first Joker, spoiler alert, there's a huge thing where he kills somebody and then he has to be taken to the asylum. And this is starting there, in jail, essentially, where he meets Harley Quinn and in Arkham and becoming... So it sounds like a boring setting and everything, just not my cup of tea, I guess.
Has he ever played anything that is not this kind of degenerative character?
I think that's a specialty, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, in Gladiator, I think as the Roman Empire pulls it off and then adds a degeneracy level there of ancient Rome, which I think is real. And when he gets killed, it's such a great moment. That's a spoiler alert. 20 years or so.
We're waiting for Gladiator 2 now.
Yeah. I think they're going to mess around with it. They should let it alone, probably. That's my usual verdict on most of this stuff. Okay. So two big weekends, Joker and Megalopolis last weekend.
Ugh.
You'd probably be able to see that for 50 cents in about a week.
I saw it brought in another $1 million this weekend, man. So it's only
and
up to like...
And he spent $100 million?
$150.
They're even saying, like, I don't know if it's Hollywood Reporter or Variety, one of them were saying that these two films back-to-back are so bad it might kill that drive that movie theaters have been having recently because they're just putting out these big-budget duds, flops. So will it affect movie theaters? We'll see.
Absolutely. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Yesterday, we saw Walls, and I wanted to play this to compare this to Josh Shapiro and make a point of what might be one of the most interesting things that we're going to see come out of this election as far as the outcome and what could have been versus what I think is going to happen. This is Cut 20. Here's Shannon Bream yesterday with Walls. And Shannon Bream did a good job on this. But again, I would have even continued on it. I would have rubbed his nose in it. He deserves it. Shannon Bream talking about what Democrats always bring up, this Amber Thurman, that she died because of Georgia law. They were afraid to operate on her because of the harsh anti-abortion law. Listen to this exchange with Walls and Shannon Bream.
He has said repeatedly that he will not sign a national abortion ban. Are you calling that just, it's a flat out lie?
It's a
Yes, of course. Senator Vance has in the past said so, too. Now, look, they may see this as an election issue. We see it as a right of women to make their own bodily decisions. And that's what the states like my state have the ability to put that in. States like Georgia force women to cross the border, and then we have a death of Amber Thurman. So let's be very clear. Trying to cut hairs on an issue on this is not where the American public's at. They want the restoration of Roe versus Wade. Vice President Harris said she would sign it. That's what we'll do when we're elected.
But to be clear, the Minnesota law is far beyond Roe v. Wade. And about the Amber Thurman case in Georgia, her family has, and it's tragic, she is a young mother who left behind a young son. But what her family has said is it was a complication from an abortion pill that she received, and she didn't get proper care when she went to a Georgia hospital, which had multiple opportunities to intervene there. Her own attorney, the family's attorney, says it wasn't the Georgia law, it was the hospital's. What he claims is malpractice, not treating her when she clearly showed up in distress and still had the byproducts of her pregnancy because of that rare complication from the abortion pill. So just to be clear on the Georgia law and how her family and her attorney sees it.
I think they also indicated that had she not go to North Carolina after the debate the other night, that she would have been in a better position. So look, these are the situations you're going to get into when you take this decision and put it at the hands of politicians like Donald Trump rather than women and their doctors. We trust women, we trust doctors, and we know the outcomes of that are better.
All right. So Walz, in this interview, I'm watching it yesterday, and Channing Bream got the interview. She did bring up letting babies die, et cetera, but she didn't zone in on it enough. And I'm picturing Walz and what we saw in the debate versus Josh Shapiro. And on this day, remembering October 7th, it's clear to me two things about Harris. One, she's scared to death to be upstage because she's a lightweight, and Shapiro would have done that. But still, more importantly, the big thing is you couldn't have Shapiro on there. Not only is he Jewish, not only has he been on the right side of this with Israel, but also he here in this area was exactly on point on these colleges and really went after the colleges that were involved. If you remember the thing with the people going in front of the Jewish restaurant in downtown Philadelphia, Goldie, you can't hide that stuff. He was right on it. That means he can't be the VP choice. And that means, I think that's a half point in Pennsylvania that's going to go our way. And that half point could be what determines Pennsylvania. And if you follow the logic, you know what that means. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the presidency. So thank you on this day for how far anti-Semitic, the Jewish significant numbers of the Democrat Party are, that they can't get out of their way, and they gave us a Walz. You've seen him enough times now. And whatever you think of Shapiro, you know how much I am in opposition to a lot of big things he does. But versus Walz, look at that difference, and they couldn't pull the switch to tag in the guy that would have made it more difficult here, even though they know the consequence. That's how bad it is. That's how bad this party is. All right, coming up. Scott Presler was in, of course, Butler. He got to speak. Now, on Friday when we spoke with him, I don't know that we thought he was going to speak. No, I said, come on, that's not important. We'll find out how many people he registered. And also, the registrations are out again. Big net impact in Pennsylvania this week. And his thought on what it was like
President
in Butler.
President Trump took a bullet for us. Please use your ballot and have his back on Tuesday, November 5th, and deliver Pennsylvania for Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
All right, Scott Presler there on the big stage. And as Linda Kern says every time she's on, it's your lottery ticket. Your vote is your lottery ticket. Yes, Dan.
You happen to see Karine Jean-Pierre today?
No.
Oh, yeah. Man, her outfit. She looks like the Riddler. It's fantastic.
Any significance to it?
I don't know. Yeah. If there is, I apologize, Kareen, but
yeah,
she's got like a purple shirt that's buttoned all the way up to the top button with a black pinstripe jacket on that's about three sizes too big.
We never thought that she would
You ever watch the 90s Super Mario films? She kind of looks like one of the Goombas from the Super Mario film.
Never thought she would last to the end of the Biden administration, but she is.
Chris,
by all accounts.
Chris writes in, why does she look like a DC villain today?
I saw that on his Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like that. Some significance, I'm sure. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. Hit us with that slight inconvenience. I like the fee you have to pay, the fee if you use a credit card in a restaurant particularly. All right, jump in on that. Dr. Benz. Now, I've been telling you for, I guesstimate, it's got to be 9 or 10 years about Dr. Benz, my dentist, board-certified prostodontist, and the Benz Dental Group. And one of the things I always tell you about is the slightest thing that helps your convenience and your outcomes, they're going to be on top of it. And that includes, they know that people, maybe they're not extremely anxious or fearful of the dentist, but they have reservations. And the more that you have that, the more it stops you from getting the care that works for you. That's why they go all out to ease that. I've seen it myself. I've seen it in person. And I've sent somebody there from Ocean City, hadn't been to a dentist in 8.5 years, now a longtime patient of Dr. Benz. The technology that they have, the artisans that work on your teeth in conjunction with that technology are world class. I had a permanent tooth put in recently. In the past, you had to go through a whole array of things to have it put in. No. He put it in. I said, that's it, doc, right? Fits. We're out of here. All that skill and the state-of-the-art 3D printer. That is the Benz Dental Group and a great support staff. Find them at Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com or call them now for that appointment today, 610-272-6949. Visit BenzDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show. We were kidding on Friday. What do you mean? 100,000, five people there, 110,000. Scott Presler's not going to address the crowd? He's the secret weapon in Pennsylvania.
President Trump took a bullet for us. Please use your ballot and have his back on Tuesday, November 5th, and deliver Pennsylvania for Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
Let's go to Scott here and get an update on Talk Radio 1210. Congratulations. That's probably the biggest crowd yet, right?
That was probably the most surreal moment of my entire life. And I was wearing shorts.
Did you know you were going to speak, Scott?
No. And thank you, Laura Trump. I thank you for that tremendous opportunity. And I promise you, Laura, and President Trump, and our entire Republican ticket that at Early Vote Action, we are going to spend the next 30 days doing everything in our power to do just that and deliver Pennsylvania for Donald Trump.
How many people were you able to register? Do you have the count yet at the rally?
You know, I don't. My team, they were there from sun up to sundown. We're still going through the data, but I can tell you, you know, I've seen reports of some people saying there were 20,000 there. No, at least four or five times that number. That was a historic moment in Pennsylvania and American history.
Somebody would like to know, would you have worn the shorts if you knew you were going to speak? I'll answer for you. Of course he would. Come on. It's all part of the thing. Would you?
Well, listen, we were out there registering voters. And more importantly, I want people to know, I don't go to Trump rallies just to see the president. Yes, I support him, but I'm going there to get those 13% of voters, of attendee goers that are not registered to vote, that might be an inactive voter, that might not have a plan to vote, that might be a trucker, that may not be in town on election day, and we must get that person to vote early or vote by mail. And so I want people to know that at its core, I am there to get the job done. And we got new voter registration data today, Dom, and I tell you, Pennsylvania is trending to the right in a big way. The Democrats in the last 7 days added 8,000 voters cumulatively statewide across the 67, but Republicans during that same period added 15,800. And furthermore, there were three times as many Democrats that switched to Republican as the contrary. And so the data looks good. The lack of mail-in ballots for the Democrats looks good. And ultimately, all this voter registration, though, we must get these people out to vote, and we must get every single person that is registering to the polls.
Scott, what's your theory? How do these people go to Trump rallies? They may donate. They certainly buy merchandise like stuff we've never seen before, and yet they may or may not vote. What do they tell you? What's the reason?
Well, I've heard from people, Scott, I support the president, but I'm not voting. He doesn't need me. And let me tell you, from speaking with Laura Trump, from having met President Trump, I want to dispel any myths. President Trump wants your vote. President Trump needs your vote. And I don't care if you're in Alabama or Tennessee, a red state. I don't care if you're in Snyder or Sullivan or Somerset or Pike or Tioga or Wayne. Wherever you are, Trump needs your vote. And Pennsylvania, this must be too big to rig. And I don't want to just win. I want an overwhelming mandate that Kamala and the Democrats are going to be so embarrassed at the amount of pickups that we have in the Congress and in the Senate, and that President Trump will be able to legislate on day number one. So everybody, I don't care how confident you are about winning this November, we need, we want, we must have your vote.
Without a doubt, Scott. Now, the president's going to be, as I understand it, a rally in Reading on Wednesday night, and I believe that's like 65% that city Latino, indicating time is the essence now. He's going there to do the full rally because he realizes he's broken through. Now it's just getting those people to vote.
Yes, this is critical because, and it shows me that the work that we're doing at Early Vote Action, we're on the right track. We have hired two Spanish and English-speaking bilingual staff that are dedicated just to Reading, that are dedicated just to Berks County. And we have our beautiful Puerto Rican and Dominican communities that are there within Reading. And so President Trump is coming on Wednesday to the Lackawanna-Scranton area earlier in the day. Then you have the Luzerne County Board of Elections meeting that night, where we're going to make sure that that backlog is actually decreasing. And then that evening, you have Reading and Berks County. Now, this is kind of coincidental because this weekend on Saturday the 12th, we are doing a block party in Reading in Berks County just days after the president visits. And we're going to have Barriqua for Trump signs. We're going to have Dominicans con Trump signs. So I'm going to post that block party address and information on my social media, which is at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler. It's going to be on all the social. And please come out for music, come out for food, come out for voter registration, and come out to hear why the Hispanic community, their values of faith, finance, family, freedom align congruently with our Republican Party and with President Trump. President Trump wants the Hispanic vote.
They always have. But what is the Ronald Reagan line? Did you say it the last time you were on, Scott, or somebody else did? Always have been Republicans, and someday they're going to find out. And Trump was the secret sauce to find out.
Yes, exactly. Well, and at the end of the day, look, no community is different. I don't care if you're a member of the white community, Hispanic, black, veteran, whatever. We all want jobs. We all want to feed our families. We all want safe streets. We all want peace. We don't want war. We want the American dream that children can have a better life, more prosperous life than we were dealt. And that is President Trump. That is the Republican Party. And that is your choice that you have this November.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Scott Pressler, very much. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. And it's good to talk to you today. Is Dan not in today?
Oh, he's here. Yeah, he's here. Yeah.
Okay, how you doing, Dan? I didn't hear you earlier. Oh, good. I got to tell you, Dom, I was really confused about who I was going to vote for. Thank goodness the porn stars weighed in. Now my path is clear cut.
17 of them. And they're advertising on the porn sites $100,000. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I heard about it. Anyway, the only reason they're endorsing her is because they know that she's the most likely to screw us. You know what I mean? Keep it in the industry. My goodness. And I would encourage people to actually read Project 2025.
Yes.
Because the lies about it that are being told by the media are ridiculous. It would weaken the executive branch. What kind of dictator wants to weaken his own branch of the government? Man, it's just please read on it. I'm not going to go on. But the thing that the little minor thing that drives me crazy, and I drive a lot with my phone, okay, because I do deliveries. Every time it slides out of my lap, it goes down that little slot right next to me, down underneath my seat.
That's
I got to pull over
right,
and reach underneath the seat. God, it drives me nuts. But I'll stop for now. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the beautiful day, guys. Have
Thank
a great
you very
day.
Much. That is a good one. That is all too true. Yeah, the annoyance of anything that, if it can happen, the most inconvenient way, it will. All right, it's a lightning round next, so you got to get in on this, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. We'll get a winner at the end of the show and put your name into the hat, tell you what's coming up tomorrow. By the way, if you missed the Eric Trump interview today, it was really on, and we hope to get Loschel's on tomorrow. We needed the count. Eric Trump thought it was 20,000 to 1,000, I don't know, maybe a little bit over the top there with the cookies.
I think we're already set for 12:45 tomorrow.
12:45? Okay, perfect. And people are telling me, Dan, it wasn't 2020 when Eric Trump went there. We're going to solve that tomorrow. They said they were doing it in 2016. I don't doubt that. But I think when Eric Trump went there and bought the cookie is when it started with Trump people jumping into the ring here. 855-839-1210. Get a line, lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And this lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2024 C40 for only $329 per month on the 36-month lease. See the store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Slight inconvenience is what we're looking for. Drew in Upper Darby, what's that inconvenience, Drew?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much for taking my call. You know, Dom, when I ride mass transit, I got no problem yielding my seat for the elderly or a lady. But then when people are standing and you look around, there's people taking up two seats when they only need one. Their personal belongings are on the other seat. It could be on their lap or they're sleeping. Taking up 2-3 seats.
Selfish.
I feel like saying something, but I don't want to get shot. You know what I mean?
That so, is a idea. Great one. Yeah. I like that one. You know, on Amtrak or whatever, dealing with that. You give your seat up for a woman now. What if? Have you ever been rejected? Is that a myth? No. Why would you do that, Henry? That's sexist. Are you kidding me?
I can't stand it. Like, and especially if I just want to sit down, you're blocking a chair for me. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Move over.
Henry's definitely a man spreader. I think you're man spreading.
I am not. No, I'm so afraid of like getting in other people's spaces on public transport.
Yeah. Let's go to transport, not transit. The transport
transit. English
yeah, right, no, yeah. The transport is good. Like, we're cattle being taken there. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what do you have today?
This is not my answer, but why do we always lose the good brother? We lost Bo Biden and we're stuck with Hunter. We lost River Phoenix and we're stuck with Joaquin. So there's that.
Oh, okay. Might be a side question there. Why do we always lose the good one? Yes.
And earlier today, you were talking about how FEMA is making sure that the transsexual migrants are getting proper FEMA care. I just want to make sure that the pansexual furries and the paraplegic lesbian Eskimos are also being taken care of, because that is important. You know, don't help the people, help the groups.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Earl, what's yours?
And my answer is shopping carts. You can't find a parking space because people leave their carts out in the middle of the parking lot. God forbid they should take it and stick it in the corral. They always put it two parking spots away. They can't put it 6 feet into the corral. Then you get the people that run over the carts parking in the parking lot. Don't pick up that cart and take it in. No, because somebody took a bite out of that. They got to go and walk into the store and get a fresh one because they can't take the one from outside. I always take two in so that when I'm done shopping, I bring one out so that there's one fewer cart in the parking lot.
Dragging one behind you? I suggest store pickup, Earl.
I would tell you, Dan, one of my biggest, and I think you shared this when you were in the city, I have to pull in, you can't parallel park on my street, as you know, too much traffic.
Yeah.
Doesn't up. On Thursday, when they take either the big trash can or the recyclables, what does it, I don't even care if you throw it on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Just don't leave it in the street because you got to kind of nudge in mm-hmm. there. Then you got to get out, take mm-hmm. it, and put it on the curb so you can park.
Yeah.
One more, Bruce in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. Bruce, what's yours this afternoon?
Hey, Dom. How you doing? You know, ain't you a big fan of the backing into the parking spot?
No.
I could have sworn he said so, Bruce. I'm with you.
No, I'm the enemy of that. Always
I know,
the enemy.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, I thought you were, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my answer to that, you know, you're taking a peaceful walk and contemplating the meaning of life, and you encounter an annoying dog walker with a 30-foot leash that starts to get entangled in your feet, and then the dog jumps up on you. And then the owner says, oh, don't worry, he won't bite you.
Gotcha. Thank you, Bruce. All right, Henry, give me a contender here today. Who would you like?
Yeah, so I think there were two really strong ones. And I think it was Robert and Ben Salem with the phone falling between the cracks of your
good
seat.
One.
I hate that because it happens to me all the time. And then I like Drew and Upper Darby's of, taking a seat. I mean, come on, move over.
I'm going to throw in Earl's as well, the shopping carts, especially ones with messy wheels. It's horrible with the wheels.
I like the move over on the seat thing with Drew and thought it was pretty good with him today. Although, Earl, that was a lot. Can you see him bring it in? Somebody said striking out on getting lucky, Donna Franconia. Sorry.
I could 100% imagine Earl taking another shopping cart, dragging it behind him while he's pushing the other one. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
They call it a corral for a reason, or do they? All right, Richie always next to take you home for 4 big hours. We're back tomorrow and every Monday through Friday, noon until 3, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.